CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Trump recovery odds much greater than 90%. By Joshua Kaplan on October 2, 2020. Appearing early Friday on CNN, network medical contributor Dr. Sanjay Gupta said President Donald Trump's odds of recovering from the Chinese coronavirus is much greater than 90%. The odds are very much that the president will recover from this, that he will be okay from this, Dr. Gupta stated. He is far more likely than someone who is much younger to become sick. He is far more likely, because of his pre-existing conditions of obesity and heart disease. But still, much greater than 90% chance of having a recovery from this. One thing I have to say is I hope that there is full transparency around this. Full transparency, not only in terms of who likely was exposed, but also on the symptoms that the president, the first lady and others may or may not be having, the CNN contributor continued. This is going to be a tangled web, he added. And it's going to be challenging. And this is why you don't want to be doing these sorts of meetings. Indoors, close contact, in the middle of a pandemic. Trump announced via Twitter that he and his wife had received the diagnosis. They were tested shortly after it became known that Trump advisor Hope Hicks had tested positive for the coronavirus. Both entered quarantine on Friday, they said. The president and first lady are both doing well at this time. And they plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence, White House physician Sean Conley said in a memo early Friday. The White House medical team and I will maintain a vigilant watch. And I appreciate the support provided by some of our country's greatest medical professionals and institutions. Rest assured, I expect the president to continue carrying out his duties without disruption while recovering. And I will keep you updated on any future developments. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters Trump was experiencing mild symptoms, is in good spirits, energetic and is conducting business as usual. The UPI contributed to this report.